Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Lesson 15. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io mi chiamo Mark.
Ciao a tutti e io sono Francesca.
Ciao, sono Kitty.
We are back with another episode of Coffee Break Italian for you. And what did you feel about the last episode? We were learning to construct more sentences, putting together different words that you might have picked up in different contexts and bring them together and create your own language. We hope that you found that useful. And we're going to be doing a little more of that in this episode, but also concentrating on one aspect of language that perhaps isn't the most exciting, but nonetheless, it's pretty important. And that is numbers, days of the week, months of the year, and that kind of thing. Allora, siamo pronti?
Siamo pronti, sì.
As ready as we'll ever be. Here goes. So we are focusing on numbers in this episode. It has to be done. We need to talk about numbers. We need to learn the numbers because they'll come up in all sorts of situations. However, I should say that if this happens to be the first episode of Coffee Break Italian that you're listening to, then you should know that we've got a whole range of other topics covered so far in lessons 1 to 14. We'll get these numbers out the way and back to more interesting things next time. Let's begin by reviewing the numbers from 1 to 10. One.
Uno.
Uno.
Two.
Due.
Due.
Three.
Tre.
Tre.
Four.
Quattro.
Quattro.
Five.
Cinque.
Cinque.
Six.
Sei.
Sei.
Seven.
Sette.
Sette.
Eight.
Otto.
Otto.
Nine.
Nove.
Nove.
And ten.
Dieci.
Dieci.
Now, just coming back to one of those numbers there, Katie, can you remember the word for thirst? To be thirsty. I'm thirsty. Because that sounded similar to one of those numbers. How do you say I'm thirsty?
It did. I got a little confused. I'm thirsty is o sete.
And the number?
Seven. Uh-huh. Is sete.
Good. So, o sete, and comparing that with sette. Slightly different vowel sounds, and of course, you're bouncing on that T in there, sette. We'll be doing some more bouncing as we do some further numbers. Let's go on and look at the number 11.
Undici.
Undici.
Now, we're going to use that dici part at the end with a lot of these numbers. So, undici, 11. 12 is?
Dodici.
Dodici.
And 13?
Tredici.
Tredici.
14?
Quattordici.
Quattordici.
Got a nice bounce in there. Quattordici.
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 We'll do two more. 15?
Quindici.
Quindici.
And 16.
Sedici.
Sedici.
Okay, so all of those numbers so far use that dici ending. And the stress goes on whichever syllable comes before the dici ending. Undici, dodici, tredici, quattordici, quindici, sedici. Let's try them again all together.
Undici, dodici, tredici, quattordici, quindici, sedici.
Katie, come on.
Undici, dodici, tredici, quattordici, quindici, sedici.
Sedici, yeah. There's no sedici, it's just sedici.
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 Okay, now things change for 17, 18 and 19. Listen to this.
Diciassette, diciotto, diciannove.
Okay, let's see them one after the other. First of all, 17.
Diciassette.
Diciassette.
18.
Diciotto.
Diciotto.
And 19.
Diciannove.
Diciannove.
Okay, so 17, 18 and 19 use a different form where the dich comes first. So we've got diciassette, diciotto, diciannove.
Diciassette, diciotto, diciannove.
17, 18 and 19. And then things, of course, will change now as we get to 20.
Venti.
Venti.
And now it actually becomes very easy because we simply more or less add the number for 1 to 9 onto the end of the 20, 30, 40 and so on. There are a couple of slight differences in there, but you'll quickly realise that as we go through them. So let's go to 20.
20.
And 21.
21.
Listen to that one again.
21.
So we drop the E sound at the end of 20 and add in uno. 21.
21.
21.
And then it's nice and easy. 22.
22.
22.
23.
23.
Now just watch there because we need to put an accent. When we're writing that one, we need to put an accent on the E sound at the end because it's got the stress on it. 23.
23.
Okay, you don't hear the accent, but when it's written, you put the accent on. 23, so 23. What about 24?
24.
24.
25.
25.
25.
26.
26.
26.
27.
27.
27.
Now, you'll know that the word for 8 starts with a vowel. So the same thing is going to happen as happened with 21. 28 is?
28.
28.
So you don't say 28, you say 28.
28.
28.
And then back to normal for 29.
29.
29.
And up to 30.
30.
30.
Katie, what would 31 be?
31.
Good. 36.
36.
And 38.
38.
Good. 40, Francesca.
40.
40.
50.
50.
50.
60.
60.
60.
70.
70.
70.
80?
80.
80.
How would you say 88?
88.
88. I love that word. 88. What about 83?
83.
And what do you need to remember about writing
an
that
accent.
One? An accent, that's right. Okay, and what about 90?
90.
90.
And we'll come up to 100.
100.
100.
And after 100, we just add in the numbers as we need to. So, for example, 153 would be...
153.
153.
Now, of course, we need to say here, if our American listeners are listening to me saying 153, they might be thinking, oh, you don't say it that way. Well, we do in the UK. We say 153, 3,482. Whereas, of course, in the US, you tend to say, as far as I understand, 153 or 981 and so on. But we do the and in there. Anyway, in Italian, you don't. You just do all the numbers run together. So, for example, 178. Katie?
170. 178.
178. Sì. 178. Perfetto. Okay, so we're up to 100. What happens when we get to 200, Francesca?
200.
It's very straightforward. And we don't even need to think about making that cento plural or anything like that.
No. No,
just 200.
200.
And 300.
300.
400.
400.
You see where we're going with this. Now, what about if we made it 714? Katie, 714. Can you come up with that one? We'll give our listeners some time. This will also give you some time. So what would 714 be?
714.
714, 714. Now, we'll just add in a little bit more. We'll take it up to the thousands. So, if 1,000 is?
Mille.
Mille. In fact, we've already heard that word because we've heard the expression 1,000 thanks.
Mille grazie.
Very, very common expression. Thank you very much. Mille grazie. 1,000 thank yous. Also similar to what you would say in Danish and Norwegian. Tusen takk. Anyway, we can use mille when we're talking about dates, for example. Let's imagine 1982 or 1982.
1982.
So it all makes sense. 1982. 1982, 1982. And when you're giving the date in Italian, you just use the full number, 1982. You don't say 1982 or anything like that.
No, you can't do that in Italian, I'm afraid.
Okay, not even 1900. You wouldn't say 1900.
No, 1900.
1900, okay. So what about one other date? Let's go with 1759. Katie, can you do that one?
Mille.
Sì.
Settecento.
Sì.
59.
1759. Perfetto. Now, Francesca, when it becomes 2000, something different happens. We do have a change in the word for 1000, or 1000 rather.
Yes. The plural for mille is actually mila.
Okay, so 2,000 would be?
2,000.
3,000?
3,000.
4,000?
4,000.
100,000?
100,000.
Okay, so mila is all the thousands other than just the 1,000, mille. So 2,000, 2,000. So this year, the year that we're recording this first series of Coffee Break Italian, is 2015. Katie, how would you say 2015?
2,000.
2015. Perfetto. Benissimo. 2015 or 2015, if you're viewing in the States. Okay, so far we've done some numbers from 1 right up to, well, 100,000 or something like that. That's not bad going for one
not
episode.
Not bad at all.
But I think we should also learn some other things. For example, the days of the week. We'll just get them all over and done with in this lesson. Mm-hmm. The days of the week, we've got I giorni della settimana.
Sì.
We already know the word settimana because we were looking for a booking, a reservation for one double room for 1 week. How do you say that, Katie?
Vorrei una camera per una settimana.
Okay, a double room.
Una doppia. Vorrei una camera doppia per una settimana.
And if you booked a camera doppia, would you get two beds or one bed?
Two.
Yes, so a double room would be una camera...
Oh, sorry, un matrimoniale.
Matrimoniale, okay. Vorrei una camera matrimoniale per una settimana, but it all depends on what day you arrive. So, let's start with Monday.
Lunedì.
Lunedì.
And we'll be paying close attention to the stress of these words for the days of the week. And you'll see what I mean after we've gone through all of them. So, let's start again. Monday is...
Lunedì.
And Tuesday?
Martedì.
Martedì.
Okay, now Wednesday, a little more complicated.
Sì. Mercoledì.
Mercoledì.
Okay, let's go through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Lunedì, martedì, mercoledì.
Lunedì, martedì, mercoledì.
Let's hear the word for Thursday.
Giovedì.
Giovedì.
And Friday?
Venerdì.
Venerdì.
Okay, so all of the words for the days of the week so far, from Monday to Friday, end in that D. Now things change. Let's listen to Saturday.
Sabato.
Sabato.
And Sunday?
Domenica.
Domenica.
Okay, so we've got the days of the week, we've done some numbers, and I think the thing that's missing is the months of the year. So let's run through these two. January.
Gennaio.
Gennaio.
February.
Febbraio.
Febbraio.
March.
Marzo.
Marzo.
April.
Aprile.
Aprile.
May.
Maggio.
Maggio.
June.
Giugno.
Giugno.
July.
Luglio.
Luglio.
August.
Agosto.
Agosto.
September.
Settembre.
Settembre.
October.
Ottobre.
Ottobre.
November.
Novembre.
Novembre.
And December.
Dicembre.
Dicembre.
So perhaps just to point out one of these, or maybe two in particular, I think January is a little tricky.
Gennaio.
Gennaio.
And also July, because June works as you would expect, giugno, and then July is a little different.
Luglio.
Luglio.
Good. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Stai imparando l'italiano, certo, ma vuoi imparare anche un'altra lingua? Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, German and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, so now that we've learned the months of the year and the days of the week and the numbers, we can now give full dates. For example, we could say that the day that we're recording this is Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2015. Oggi è martedì 12 maggio 2015. Okay, now one of the reasons that we are learning these days of the week and months of the year and numbers, of course, is so that we would be able to give our date of birth. Come si dice date of birth in italiano?
La data di nascita.
La data di nascita. So the word nascita is birth. And last lesson, when we were looking at checking into a hotel, we were asked for your passport, please, or your credit card, please. If you think about data di nascita being a feminine noun, can you work out how someone in an official circumstance would say your date of birth, please? Katie, can you work that out?
La sua data di nascita, per favore.
La sua data di nascita, per favore. Allora, Katie, la sua data di nascita, per favore.
La mia data di nascita.
Di?
Nascita.
Nascita. La mia data di nascita.
La mia data di nascita è 8 settembre. 1991.
Okay, try the 1991 again.
Did I say mil?
You said mil, yeah, which is a little
sorry.
Bit Spanish.
But 1991.
1991. Come sei fortunata.
Che giovane.
Okay. Francesca, Another situation where we may be using dates would be asking for your birthday rather than your birth date. We're looking just for the month and the day, the date and the month. In this case, so Francesca, quando è il tuo compleanno? Compleanno, the word for birthday. When is your birthday? Quando è il tuo compleanno?
Il mio compleanno è il 25 agosto.
Benissimo. Il 25 agosto, Katie, would be?
The 25th of August.
Exactly. Italian numbers and dates and counting is actually really quite easy. So I don't think anyone needs to worry about this. And we have obviously taken a little time to go through all of these numbers and all of these dates. But hopefully this has been helpful to you as you can use these in very practical situations. It's time now for a little caffè culturale. And this week's caffè culturale is a little numerical too. Over to Francesca.
Va bene. In order to test what you've learned today, I'm going to tell you about some important dates. I'll say the dates in Italian and I'll give you a few moments to try to work out what I've said. Okay, the first one is going to be quite straightforward. If I say 25 dicembre, what is so special about this date? It's Christmas, of course, il Natale. One thing we did not mention before is the word for first. First in Italian is primo. If I say, for example, primo gennaio 2002, have you worked that one out? Yes, that was quite easy. I said primo gennaio 2002, which is, of course, the 1st of January 2002. Any ideas what happened on this date? Well, this was when the euro first started circulating in Italy. Before then, we used la lira, the lira. We're now going back in time with the next date I have for you. It is 24 agosto 79 dopo Cristo, a long time ago. Does it help if I tell you that dopo Cristo is the Italian equivalent of AD or Anno Domini or Common Era? So I said 24 agosto 79 dopo Cristo. 24th of August 79 AD. This is the date that Mount Vesuvius, il Monte Vesuvio, erupted and the lava flooded the town of Pompeii. One last one, okay? 20 aprile. Any ideas? Mark, any ideas?
Yeah, perhaps. It's the 20th of April, il giorno del mio compleanno.
Ah! Ah, il tuo compleanno. Tanti auguri, Mark.
Grazie.
Okay, that's all for today's Caffè Culturale. I hope you found it useful to practice some dates, and maybe we can test you some more in the bonus episode.
And that is where we're going to leave you with this episode. Obviously, it's not been the most fascinating of episodes, but hopefully it's been useful because ultimately we do have to be able to deal with numbers and dates in a variety of situations when we're traveling in an Italian-speaking country. Don't forget that you can leave us a review of Coffee Break Italian, and you can do so at iTunes, or indeed if you use Stitcher to access Coffee Break Italian, then you can leave us a review there. And that will help other people who are learning Italian also discover this podcast and indeed our course.
Remember, of course, you can upgrade to the premium version of this course, where you can have access to lots of goodies, including full lesson notes going over the grammar and vocabulary, and also flashcards and the bonus episode as well.
And just to be clear, the flashcards are our video episode where you've got the words and phrases on the screen of your device while you're listening. It's our video episodes, which include our video flashcards. And where can our listeners find that, Katie?
You can find it at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And don't forget, you can also find us on Twitter at Learn Italian and on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. Actually, I was thinking you could let us know, quando è il tuo compleanno? When were you born? That would be interesting. So let's Absolutely. Say if we can celebrate some birthdays this week.
Indeed. So if you post us on Facebook, let us know when your birthday is. You can say il mio compleanno è, and then put the date in.
Yes.
È il 20 aprile. È tutto per oggi. Grazie mille e arrivederci.
Alla prossima settimana. Ciao.
Ciao ciao.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.